With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
International Poppy Franco Varga, and you're now listening to Stu's Wrestling Podcast, the biggest podcast ever.
You're listening to Stu's Wrestling Podcast. It's time, your host, Stu Palmer.
Well, we are back, and we are back firstly to review Tommy Fury versus Jake Paul. Yes, we know it's a bit late, but we are going to give it a bit of the rub because it was intriguing. It was very intriguing last Sunday night, if nothing else. And waiting in the wings is my former co-host and cousin of Big Fight Weekly. He returns to Shoes Wrestling Podcast. It's Mr. Chris Hume, and we're going to review just the fight, man, the fight. And it was intriguing, if nothing else, wasn't it?
Yeah, I probably thought, you know, obviously I know I went for Jake Paul. Even though I wasn't wrong on the decision of the fight, just the fight.
No, you got that bit right. You got that bit right, to your credit.
I mean, I was very surprised of, you know, the chin on Jake Paul, because he took some big shots from Tommy Fury. You know, most of it wasn't like a massive hook, or, you know, all the overhand rights that Jake Paul was throwing at Tommy Fury, but the straight jabs, and you know, there was more than two coming his way each time from Tommy Fury, especially in, say, the early four rounds. His chin, I was really impressed by his chin, and to stay in a fight. Yes, okay, Tommy's not.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, a massively beast of a professional boxer, but, you know, that's his first professional boxer he's fought, and he hung in there, so props have to be given to Jake Paul, Stuart.
I can't get over the fact that, you know, that there was, he got done for holding late on in the fight, but he was holding at the start, wasn't he, Jake? I noticed that early on. But also, what I did pick up on, Tommy was, you know, he had his back, he was against the ropes a little bit, wasn't he? And I know he was landing. He did allow Jake to have a go, didn't he, as well? I was quite impressed with that. And I was impressed with Jake Paul, Chris, although I wasn't impressed with Logan Paul's spiel at the end of the round, because Richie Woodall was obviously analysing. He was going mad about it. But that was just to try and get an advantage mentally again, wasn't it? It was to rile Tommy, but it didn't work.
Not to knock your you know, profession of your sport for your podcast, but it was very wrestling-like, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In any other sport, if anyone was given a mic like that in any professional boxing bout or a UFC bout, they would have got clobbered. You know, like, shut the fuck up. Just watch your brother, and you know what I mean? Shot from the stands, don't give him a mic. You know, I mean, why, if that's the case, give Tyson Fury the mic and let's see what he ripples off.
It was just one of them. I mean, I was saying about the fight itself. That was just the pantomime aspect of it, wasn't it? But that was just any way they could get advantage. But obviously the mind games were going on for the last two and a half years. So he got his head around that, didn't he? But yeah, just, I think they're discrediting Tommy as well, as they are Jake Paul. You know, he lasted the eight. And as you said, Tommy landed double the amount of power punches over the course of the eight rounds. So as you said, he took some heavy shots. And I've got more of a respect for Jake Paul again, as much as I've been on his case for, you know, the last 18 months, 2 years.
I think, like, you know, we spoke about this last week, didn't we, on the preview show. And I said to you about, you know, Jake Paul hasn't fought someone who's going to throw the jab at him. And you could see he couldn't get his head around that. And you could see that he was struggling because, you know what I mean? The Furies, you know, when you watch Huey to Tyson, obviously to Tommy, they double up with their jabs. It's not just one single one throw, and the thrown one, then a second one, then a third one. And, you know what I mean? Making the movement around the jab. And I think Jake Paul hasn't had that before in any of his bouts with any Tyron Woodley, Anderson Silva, and the rest of them beforehand. So I think there was something new that he had to get his head around. And I think he was struggling to get past that jab. Yeah, okay, in the later rounds when Tommy tired, he was getting around it using the body. But the alarming thing to me in all of this was Tommy walking into the overhanded right over and over again. And it was like you could see it all day long. And it wasn't saying it was the last round he was walking into it. It was all the way through the eight rounds. He seemed to just keep circling to that right hand, the power hand of Jake Paul. And it's like most no fighters know that if you're fighting a guy who's you know, very powerful with the right or the left, you circle the opposite way so he can't use that as leverage to catch you. And Tommy Fury kept on circling to it. And I'm like, you know what I mean? Go the other way. Movement or pivot to the other side of things, but he kept on walking into it. So we're very lucky that Jake Paul didn't land that flush.
What about the judges now? I'm gonna put some onus on that. Mm-hmm. The American judge. I'm not being funny. I think.
Yeah, it wasn't.
What would you have scored it? You know, if you were gonna say how many rounds up was Tommy in your mind?
I'd probably say that Fury won five out of the two, but only be when he only, I would say, obviously, the 10-8 with the point deduction, which again, as you alluded to before, that I think the referee decided to shoot it, that he wanted to be a part of the show, didn't he? Because the punch to the back of the head made no sense.
I'll bring that graphic back in. I think.
The referee wanted to be involved, didn't he? The referee was terrible. But I would have given, obviously, you have to, Tommy losing that round for 10-8 for his point deduction. Then, you know, I think you probably give Jake two rounds and Tommy had the five. But I think the unanimous decision, I think if he didn't have to lose that point deduction by the ref, I think Tommy wins seven out of the eight.
Yeah, I think like Carl Froch was along the same lines as you. But I thought he was at least, I thought he'd lost two rounds of the eight, you know, taking into account the two 10-8s in the fight. But Tommy hit him in the back of the head in one of the rounds.
Yeah, I was going to say that to you.
There was no consistency because he took the point, the deduction for him holding, but then he, you know, Paul was holding early in the fight. And then he gets done for the one to the back of the head. But then Fury had done the same thing when they were coming close to the end of one of the rounds. I remember. So it's like there was no consistency there, was there?
Wanted to be part of the show, the ref. I think the ref wanted to be part of the show. And I, because, you know, I mean, you wouldn't do that to Anthony Joshua. You wouldn't have done that to a Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, Usyk. You wouldn't have done that in one of their fights to one of them. He just wanted to be part of the show. And, you know, I think that they're always falling into a clinch, them two, because the way they were fighting, because they were in such a tight pocket, weren't they? And I feel like, you know, Tommy does always fall into a clinch anyway in most of his fights. It's what pretty much saves him from being caught half the time. It was a bit of a clinch fest, wasn't it, in all fairness? But yeah, the referee was shocking. And as you say, that judge, you give it, is it 76-73 total? What he was watching Cartoon Network.
He's been paid off, mate. He's been paid off.
I see it at 76-73 for Paul. If he didn't want to lose that 1 point, I mean, I don't know if he, but again, he did get caught. His character, he got put down, didn't do any damage, obviously, but more or less 10-8 isn't it, to the box.
Just so weird, man. But do you know what? I'll tip my hat. I keep going back to it. They both did very well. They both did very well. And I think people are now saying about Tommy, oh, he won't be a British. He won't make British Championship level. I think he will personally. I think that's a bit harsh. But they're pro boxers who are coming out with that. So they know more than us, don't they? They know what it takes to get to a level, and then maybe European continental level, he's going to struggle, I think. But I think British title, yeah. I think he's got enough about him to get a British title. But you could see with him after the fight, you know, mentally, and he was upset, obviously. I know he's been away from his little one. She's not been born that long, has she? So it all got to him. So it was a big mountain for him to climb, wasn't it? Mentally, as we said last week. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the rematch? Because there's a rematch in the calls, but surely it's not going to do the numbers now they've like hugged and kissed and all that after the fight. It's not going to draw the numbers that this one has.
I think it can, sure. I think because this is Jake Paul's wheelhouse you're talking about now, isn't it? The guy can sell snow to an Eskimo. That guy can, you know, I mean, get people's eyes fixated on whatever he's doing. So I think it could make numbers, but I feel like that's something where if you're Tommy Fury, I'd be like, yeah, I'll have the rematch, but we do it in the UK this time. We do it over here.
And then the next thing, obviously, the deal that was made, you know, Jake Paul, you win the ball, you get the whole lot. John Fury, I've got a clip with John Fury because they still haven't had the full amount of money. John Fury is waiting for his son to get the money. They had a deal. They shook on it. It might not be on paper and signed as a contract. But here we go. Here's Mr. John Fury, Chris. I don't know if you've seen this. I think you may have.
Morning, world. Jake Paul and family. Back home, well rested. Ed's back on business. Jake, you know what I'm going to do. We had a deal, mate. We had an handshake. We said we'd box for free if we got defeated. You say you'd pay double if Tommy could beat you, and that's what he done. Tommy beat you convincingly. So what I'm going to ask you to do is honour and step up to the plate and pay your bill. We had a gentleman's agreement in front of millions of people worldwide. We shook hands on national world television in the great country of Saudi, you know. And please do not come out with all the contract bullshit, mate. I can hardly read and write. I'm a gypsy. I'm uneducated, you know, but listen, what I can do is all I've got in the world is my word. And I give it you in front of millions of people. We shook hands, and I expect you to do the same thing, Jake. But I know you will, because you're a stand-up guy. I look forward to hearing from you, Jake. Pay your bill, mate, and thanks very much. Bye-bye.
There we have it. The big man has spoken. What do you think with that, Chris?
Listen, I think, you know, I mean, doesn't something like that have to go officially onto Tommy's contract? So Tommy signed a certain amount to fight Jake Paul. So this new deal would not have to go on his contract that he signed. So I can't see it happening. And I think it was all mind games from Jake Paul. It was all, you know what I mean? And, you know, they bit on it. And you could tell by Tommy in that press conference that he didn't want to do that anyway. But, you know, if Jake's a man of his word, maybe he will. Or maybe he'll say, I'll give you more in the second fight. Maybe that's how it'll work out. I'll give you more to... Because, you know, Jake's got to get that one back, isn't he? So maybe he'll say, okay, $4 million for the rematch. Obviously, Tommy's
got more money. Have you seen anything on buy rates yet? Have they still not collated all the information?
There's rumours that it's done well, and I imagine it's done well because I think half the world was watching, wasn't it, on Sunday night.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I haven't seen anything official come out buy rate wise, but I imagine, Stuart, it's going to be quite hefty.
Because I've been listening to other shows. I've been listening to TalkSport when they do their bit, their daily and that. And they have Spencer Oliver on. And they're saying, like, you know, the numbers it will generate. And just the casuals coming in, Chris, and the people that follow Jake Paul, as we alluded to last week. He was very much about that. It will. And I think it will topple, you know, what he did with Askren, which was 1.5, wasn't it? Which is only, it's only America, that, isn't it? They're the numbers from America. So on a world level, you've got to wonder what it's actually done.
I think you're looking close to 1 million, if not more. Because every person you scored through social media, you know, going to that fight at what, 10 o'clock on Sunday night was mentioning Fury and Jake Paul. So I can imagine that, you know what I mean, they're going to have quite a decent buy rate from that event. My question to you is, though, now, obviously, you said about the rematch. They've apparently Jake's got a clause in his, which makes sense because, you know what I mean, no one else is allowed to have a clause in the rematch against him because we can run off and say, I've beaten you. But do you think maybe Jake Paul should look at another fight before Tommy Fury? Because realistically, if they're going to fight again, you're looking July, August, aren't you? Is that enough time to...
I think he'll just wait. And Tommy will wait just on the proviso and from a business aspect that how much money he can pull in from that. They'll never make that on the British circuit. Do you know what I mean? He'll be on an undercard. No disrespect to him, but mm-hmm. that, you know, if he's with Queensbury, he's with Frank Warren, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's the moneymaker again, isn't it? As you know, I'm a bit skeptical on the numbers that it'll draw, but he's going to make millions again. So
yeah, but does Jake Paul need to fight someone before Fury again? What I'm trying to say is, can he get any better before the next fight? I can't see that happening. But does he need to fight someone, get that confidence up, learn a bit of tricks of the trade, and then fight Fury after?
I think I'll go straight into that one. Then obviously he's got the big one. Then is KSI, isn't it?
End of the year for that one.
He's been on with Helwani, isn't he, about it? KSI, but obviously more that'll be towards the end of this year, won't it? So
yeah, but I think
that'll be interesting to see how much that makes.
That'll make more. Because it's them two have had a war for a very long time, haven't they? So, and I think KSI is facing Joe Fournier next, which is no easy fight for him himself. So, you know, but this is where it's
interesting. It will be interesting. Now, we were a little bit late doing the review, but yeah, go over what had happened on Sunday. As I keep saying, I think everyone had a good week in Saudi over there. A lot of the guys that were, you know, over there, Mike Tyson at ringside.
Chisora.
Yeah, Chizzy was there. And then obviously, I'm trying to think, it's gone.
Deontay Wilder was there.
And they hugged him in Fury. Fury just shouting bomb squad at him across the way. So yeah.
I thought he was shouting bum squad when he was working.
There was a lot of
YouTubers out there as well.
As a spectacle, and getting eyes on it, it's done very well, and it's the rematch is on the cards as well. And
where
will that be? Because he can't get into America still, can he, Fury?
No, not from what I've read, he can't. No, but I think you bring it here, don't you? Because he, you know what I mean, Jake Paul thrives. Can he thrive off a UK crowd that absolutely hates him? Because you know what I mean. No disrespect to the Saudis, and I imagine they're such, you know, they are nice people, but the crowd is quiet, isn't it? It's not like being in the UK, is it, or America, when it comes to really loyalists to a certain boxer or a fighter. You don't feel it. But when you watch a fight over here or, say, in America, you feel it, don't you? You feel the crowd. I didn't feel the crowd when I was watching that fight.
It was a bit abject. It was a bit abject at times, which is to be expected, isn't it? And that's no disrespect to the Saudis.
That's what I mean, yeah.
They live differently to us, don't they, the way they are. We're very excitable. But going forward, mate, it's, yeah, as you say, a UK fight for the second one would be amazing.
I think so. And I think it could easily go back to Saudi again, Stuart, because the money's there, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cash is king, and you can't dispute anybody going over there to make the big bucks. Absolutely. So, Chris, this has been episode 144 of Stu's Wrestling Podcast, and it was the Tommy Fury and Jake Paul fight review. And we're going to be back very, very soon, because this weekend we've got UFC 285, and I know you want to get your chops around that, Chris, because it's Mr. John Jones taking on Cyril Gane up at heavyweight for the heavyweight gold. And I know you can have a lot to say about that this weekend.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And we're going to be back very, very soon. I'll preview with John Jones versus Cyril. Thanks for coming on, Chris.
Appreciate it. Cheers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.